Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantine. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant,
the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon that's available on YouTube. Just do a little search, your little fingers, a little search bar. And joining me is a wonderful, wonderful man. You may know him from such podcasts as Rose Prick's Bachelor's Podcast and this podcast. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi. We're staring down the weekend. We're going to be talking Summer House today. Before we do that, first of all, thank you to everyone who came to our Irvine show last night. We really appreciate people coming out, especially the local shows for us. So thank you. Our next show is in Milwaukee. So that's going to be very exciting. And apparently it's going to be Milwaukee Pride. So, you know, what better way to celebrate your pride than coming to see Watch What Crappens in June. And then we also are going to Minneapolis, and we're going to Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Baltimore and Nashville and several others that we will be announcing soon. Go to WatchWhatCrappens.com to get your tickets for those shows. And while you're there, you can get some merchandise. You can get your Straight to the Rosé and your Rosé All Day stuff, as well as your Shut Up Bran merchandise. That's for Game of Thrones. This stuff is, by the way, limited. So we do it like it's by month. So when the new month hits, that stuff is all gone. So get it while you can. That's at WatchWhatCrappens.com. And of course, this Sunday, getting ready for the final episode of Game of Thrones. I can't wait to be massively disappointed in the outcome.
I think I'm the only person who loves how Game of Thrones is turning out. I think it's perfect. Like, I love this show. Everyone else is like, fuck that show. I'm loving it.
You just really support Starbucks getting into every single nook and cranny of pop culture. Well, either way, we will hash it all out. We have Winter's Crappening. It's our side podcast. We are having a blast with it, so come join us on Sunday night. Just subscribe right now, and the episode will come right into your podcast inbox. So enough about that. A medium shill, as you say. Ronnie always likes to do a quick shill. I do a medium shill. What can I say? I can't stop talking. I've had coffee. Let's get on to Summer House, shall we?
Talk about a medium shill. Summer House. Summer House.
House and the living is slutty.
Yeah, pretty much. This was a fun episode of Summer House, although it was a lot of Kyle.
A lot of Kyle. It actually opens up with Kyle and Amanda on the street. Remember, there was that big, big cliffhanger last week where it was like, well, there's rumors going around that Kyle cheated on Amanda, but then, like, he doesn't remember because he blacked out, but he doesn't want to say he didn't do it because he doesn't want to get caught in a lie. So he, like, DM'd the girl in question, and he's like, Amanda, and I DM'd her. This is what she said. And then it was like, next week on Summer House, Lisa Vanderpump narrates.
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump was the woman.
Oh, God.
Like, she's manipulated this whole thing. It was funny because he has to, like, go solve a mystery of who he made out with because he can't remember anything, which, you know, that's an auto breakup. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you have to become a penis detective to find out who you stuck it in, we're done. Okay?
I would like to know how he found out which girl it was rumored to be. That's what I want to know.
Because Lindsay told him, right? So did he she? DM'd her. Yeah, oh. He told her. Her friend told her that he was making out with some girl, I think. So that, I guess they knew. So he had to DM this girl. And she's like, do you have any updates, Kyle? She's like, I DM'd her. And I said, can you settle something for me? Have we met? And she said, no, we haven't. The end. And then I was like, and there's a rumor going around we made out in April, so if you know how this rumor started, that would be great if you'd let me know. And I still haven't heard from her.
And then I even offered her a free case of Loverboy, and then she blocked me. So that's where we are.
And then she wrote back, can I change my name back to Carl yet?
Then she wrote back, I love my mom. She asked me to put her weight on her, so I don't know if that counts as a hookup.
I want to take my Sharon to lunch. So
I'm a mama's boy. You know? She then asked for
just a mama's boy. So
yeah, she said she hadn't met me, but she was taking a summer Friday. So
and Carol's like, in my head, I knew it wasn't true, but I also know I have forgotten stuff, and I don't want to be caught in a lie, just in case it was true. And the producer goes, so there's no chance at all that this was true. And then there's a really long pause. And Carol's like, no. All right, altar time.
Amanda's like, I was sick to my stomach, but now I feel better. Which is also how I feel like she always like enters her workplace. Hey, Amanda, how you feeling? I was sick to my stomach, but now I feel better.
Amanda, we're looking over your review of this past 6 months. Your performance has been great. You started where your stomach was hurting, but now I see it's better. It's better. Okay.
Amanda, are you ready to do your presentation? Yes. Okay. In slide one, you can see my stomach was hurting. And then next slide, please. And as you can see, it's better. Thank you.
Well, I was really worried, Kyle, and I'm so glad you said you haven't met, because for me, that clears up a lot. And he's like, yeah, but I want that like storybook, and you know, I don't want to fuck it up again. I put so much effort into this. She's like, hearing those words are what I've been waiting to hear for so long. I was like, well, that's what every girl needs to do.
Yeah.
Catch her boyfriend cheating. And they'll say whatever you need them to say.
Somewhere. Isn't that amazing? I knew somewhere while these two were patching things up on the street, like Lindsay was in like standing at a window. So angry and just like closing the blind furiously, like, damn it, didn't work.
Get AR on the phone, AR, you will not believe what happened. Oh.
I don't have time for this right now, AR.
And he's like, God, I could have lost you. Love you so much. Like, love you.
Let's have some celebratory guac.
So then, now it's time to go back to the Hamptons. They're all like piling in the car as usual. I don't know why I wrote this down, you know, because I was watching it like 2 a.m. and I was like falling asleep. So it was like, one of those things where I'd like wake up and be like, that was a relevant line. I'm going to write it down. Cause I wrote down Paige saying, I wonder what the traffic is.
I was shocked how long it takes. Cause then Jordan's answer, cause apparently I write down everything too. He's like, well, the map thing says that it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ, you do that two ways every weekend? That does not sound like a vacation.
It's a serious drive. It's a serious drive. Actually, the thing is, that's like really misleading about the Hamptons is that you can actually like get to the Hamptons pretty quickly, but then once you get off off the highway, there's always a traffic jam, so it really slows it down. Mm-hmm. That's actually a true fact. I'm not telling a joke. I just said it in Carl voice for no reason.
I just wrote it down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm actually like friends with the creator of Google Maps, and I actually like had sex with his daughter like 5 times. And then the 6th time, I was like, can you give me an address for where we can get condoms for further sexual experiences? And then she was like, yeah. And I got so excited, I kicked her in the face. So.
So Lindsay's like, I hope we're not late tonight because I have a dance with a Paimon from the Schaefer party. Remember that Schaefer party where I was worried that they weren't plugged into electricity? That one.
Meanwhile, Danielle's like in the on the side. She has her laptop because they're driving in on a Saturday, so she doesn't have to take the train this week. So she's there with her laptop taking a work call on a Saturday. And you know, it's like, ugh, Danielle, we're trying to carpool. You're doing a work call right now. We can't even talk about Kyle and Amanda until you shut up.
Paige is like, does she have a voice like, sex phone operator? Yeah. So you guys, just so you know, I surprised Carl by bringing Sharon to the city. It was so cute. I think she's coming to the Hamptons. And Paige is like, oh my God. What if she asked me, like, why am I with her son? What do I say? We drink 5 tequilas and make out in the pantry? Like, I don't know what we are. What are we? Does anybody know what we are? Did I get a call on a Tuesday? No. I don't know. There, Sharon. I don't know.
Paige just throws herself out of the car in despair. This existential crisis, I don't know what to do with it. Just tumbles down. This is how I imagine Paige tumbling down the LIR after she's thrown herself from a moving car. Ow, 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 ow. I mean, I'm, like, literally lying here right now? Okay.
So then Carl and his mom are driving up and everyone else gets back to the house and Hannah's like, who's talked to Kymanda? Is the rumor true or false? Do we, like, even know?
Well, she said she'd messaged the girl and the girl said that the rumor is false.
And Lindsay's like,
my friend who said that, this girl isn't a gossiper, so,
I was like, she literally gossiped this to you.
Yeah.
So, also, yes, she is.
Yeah. Also, we haven't even had any evidence that anyone even called you, and that perhaps you just made this up out of the blue just to search it up.
Yeah. This is so true. I think this is true. And Lindsay's doing a good job of convincing me, kind of, that she likes Kyle and Amanda again, but I still think this is Lindsay. This is all Lindsay.
Yeah. So they all get back to the house, and Jordan's like, look, there's some fries from last week. I had sex with them. Yeah, it was really amazing. And then,
they tried to come in my asshole, and I kicked them in the fry face. So,
so I had to take these fries to the emergency room. It was crazy. Yeah. So then, Kyle and Amanda show up, and they're all, you know, because everything's like it all was patched up, so everything's fine. But then everyone's upset at them for being fine. So they're like, this is awkward. Like, we're supposed to think that like nothing happened. It's like, no, something happened, and they resolved it. So.
Yeah, but they're that couple who, like, ruins everything for everybody and fights all over the house. And then everyone else is like, oh, I guess we'll leave early. So they all had to leave early and awkwardly. And then this week they're like, oh, Kyle. Okay, you guys have to at least say, sorry for the big blowout last week. I know we're all paying for this place. That wasn't cool. Sorry, guys, but we're okay now. Thanks for your support.
That was Lindsay's fault, by the way, because Lindsay was the one who's like, I have to tell Kyle because otherwise I'm going to go straight to the rosé. It just won't be appropriate anymore because Everett is like, oh my God, like, I want to be a man for you, but I'm not the man you need right now. I'm like, all right.
But she didn't tell. She told Danielle, who told Paige, and then she had to tell Kyle.
She still didn't have to tell Kyle. Until, like, she could have told him, like, she could have told him during one of those, like, New York City outdoor scenes, you know? But
she did it when she wanted to. She got what she wanted.
Yeah, Lindsay just, she's going to be mad about something no matter what. She's like, you're walking in the door acting as if everything's fine, as if that can erase what happened. It's like, not going to fly. Like, she wants chaos. Like, she's so mad that there's no chaos from the shit that she started.
I know, it's so funny. So then everybody goes to their bedrooms, and Hannah and Jordan Page are lying on their bed, and Jordan's like, so they just, drove together? Are we supposed to just act like that's okay? Or
are we supposed to, like, just, like, accept the fact that they went in half and half on, like, an easy pass? Seems weird.
She's blinded, because if he cheated 6 months ago and I heard he cheated again, I'd say, let's pump the brakes on this. How about that? How about we pump the brakes a little bit, okay?
And then get a really cute outfit, okay?
Unless you buy me spaghetti on a Thursday, which is on top of my list.
So then Carl arrives with Sharon. He's like, welcome back, lady gent. This is a different house than what we had growing up. She's like, oh, Carl, it's okay. People have different houses.
Ladies, gents, it's my mom, gent. I'm a mama's boy. Yep. Yeah. Really love my mom. Yep. Yeah. Total mama's boy. Mom, say hi mom. To everybody. Mom. Everybody, say hi to mom. Mom. It's my mom.
It's mom.
This is totally my mom.
Totally my mom.
All right.
Mom,
this,
Carl.
It's hi.
Carl. Carl.
And Paige is like, I'm Paige.
Looks at the ground.
So then Carl's like, yeah, you know, my mom's met other girls before at the house. And we see like a flashback to Lauren Marcus. And he's like, but Paige is different. And I'm hoping that like my mom could help me out with her this time around. She's sort of like my wing mom. Get it? She's my wing mom. Wing mom.
My wing mom, Jet.
And Sharon's like, oh, all right, everybody, cheers. I'm Carl's mom. Now, everybody better be good tonight.
She's like, well, she gets my room, and I'll, like, take the couch. And Jordan goes, I can snuggle, bro, if you're into that. Like, fucking Jordan. You can't blame the guy for trying every other 5 minutes.
He's doing whatever he can. So then Lindsay's like up in her room trying to figure out her big outfit, what she's gonna wear for Paimon, and she's there with Hannah, and Hannah's like, may I speak to you, former nationally ranked tennis champ to a non-nationally ranked tennis champ? Great. Just make sure that tonight's date is like, it's not just the novelty of someone else, but that you're actually connecting with him. And Lindsay's just like looking at her like,
that's big words for a non-feminine woman. Non-feminine lady.
I know what Lindsay, the advice that Lindsay hears, she's like,
maybe could I sleep with everyone this weekend? Yes, but I'm definitely not going to. I'm wearing a slip out as a dress. That's it.
This outfit was chosen not by committee. Like, what is this, a committee or something?
And yes, it was confirmed this week on our Facebook group. So thank you, everybody, who comes to our Facebook group and gives us so much good information. I mean, it's like having our own newsroom. But Paimon is the guy, one of the guys that Carol was talking to at that dating event with single and ready to mingle on Real Housewives of New York City. He's a thirst bomb.
Yeah, he is. He is.
So if you couldn't tell from his Old Navy slacks and his Dillard's vest.
And his... Okay? His weird facial hair patterns that he shaves. So Lindsay's like, Amra and I may have slept together recently, but I'm sure as hell not sleeping with him this weekend because I'm trying to move on. And after this, I'm going to sleep with Amra.
So Paimon comes over and Carl's like, Mom, come on, Mom. Like, let's talk to Paimon. And Paimon's like,
it's their new talk show. Hi, I'm Carl and this is my mom. And this is Let's Talk to Paimon. Here's our first and only guest, Paimon. Hello.
And Paimon goes, oh, mother, I thought he was kidding, but hello.
And he, like, kisses her, like, he, like, bends over, like, kisses, like, the back of her hand, like it's, like, 1845.
Yeah. And Carl's like, any man who wears a vest in the summer intrigues me.
I just have a vested interest in Lindsay. You see what I did there? I have to tell my wing mom about that.
So then the people start asking him questions, like,
what do you think about guacamole, Paimon?
What are your intentions with our daughter?
Meanwhile, upstairs, Lindsay has fully made her face yellow. She looks like a summer squash. And she comes down in that, like you said, that sort of like a slip. It was like a dress, but it was like a slip. It was like brick red, but she's wearing those white shoes that they look sort of like little mini boots with like fringe on them.
Yeah.
And Danielle, of course, is like, are you kidding me with this outfit? Oh my God, someone's going to get the D.
And Lindsay's just spraying like Glade all over herself. And Danielle's like, yeah, freshen that girl up. She's going to get used tonight.
Oh, God. It was a disaster.
So Lindsay's like, Paimon's like, I answered every single question as much as I can. Ciao, guys.
Danielle's like, be safe with her. She's like, Danielle.
God, not gonna pay, man.
So they leave, and then the guys go outside to like hang out on the chairs. They're sort of like having girl time, but they're guys. And Kyle's like, dude, Carl, your mom is awesome. He's like, yeah, I know, right? Like, she's kind of like the best mom. Like, I have a vested interest in her good time. Get it? It's another callback to the joke I made when you weren't there. Yeah.
Are you nervous your mom is going to say the wrong thing? Because my mom is giving me pressure to get married, too. I just haven't met the right girl to bring home to my mom yet. Hopefully something sticks soon. Yeah, you're trying real hard over there, too.
Or maybe Jordan. Not. And so then he's like, oh, look, Jordan's trying to express himself, but he's got Botox. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, the reason why I have it is because I got mugged in LA. Yeah. And so I got mugged in LA, and I'm like, so I'm literally, it's like 6 p.m., and I'm literally going across the street. I'm crossing from one side of La Cienega to another side of La Cienega, and a car just like comes up. It's like a Ferrari, but it's also a truck. It's a Ferrari truck. And this guy comes out. He must have been 250 pounds, 7 feet tall, three arms, and he just punches me for no good reason. So I got three stitches, and therefore I need Botox.
Well, I told the guy, that wasn't cool, bro. So he gets back in the car, and the car starts standing up. I'm not even kidding you. It stands up, and its wheels become hands, and then he slaps me across the face with it, and I stuck my penis in his butt. And that's it. I had to get Botox.
The craziest thing happened. Another car that was standing walks over, pushes the first car away, goes, transforms down into a dog, but a dog that's made of newspaper, and it puts out its little paw and gives me a rose.
And then I fucked it. And, you know, I had to get Botox.
Botox.
Okay? I had to get Botox.
Gents, this is Carl 3.0. I haven't met my quota, but guess what? I have got more life. Here's an ad.
Hello. I'm Bryony Gordon, and when I was younger, all I really wanted to be when I grew up was a little less like me, which I recently realised was at the heart of every bad decision I ever made. So I've written a book containing all the life lessons I wish someone had taught me back then, which I'm only finding out now. It's for the teenager in all of us, who was never told that the most powerful thing you can be when you grow up is yourself. You Got This is out now in paperback and ebook.
So they're like, and then we get a montage of Jordan just lying about everything, like stealing movie plots to be his own life. And then we cut back to inside where the girls are talking to the mom, to Sharon. And Amanda's like, they're making pizza. And Amanda's like, my first job is a kid's birthday party place where we make pizza. So pretty good at it. And the mom's like, you're going to be a great wife. So you're talking about moving in with Kyle. And she's like, yeah, I mean, in any relationship, you have hard times. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Paige is just like staring like, my outfit of the day is boredom.
It only cost $20.
If I have to listen to this story again without it being acknowledged that they totally had a fight last week, I'm just going to like throw myself off of a very low distance, like maybe an inch, because I'm not that dramatic.
Amanda, you do not need to tell your business to everybody, okay? It's like everybody they meet, like,
oh my God, you're going to do flowers for our wedding? Well, Kyle had a night where he wasn't faithful over a year ago, so we're still working through that. I was thinking tulips.
Yeah, and Amanda, but at the same time, she's like, but I've never felt more secure with Kyle than today, so it's weird. And Sharon's like, well, you know, that's great and everything. By the way, have we referenced the fact that I'm wearing one of the Workus's shirts? No? Okay. So, you know, it's great. But, you know, if you move in with Kyle and he cheats again, I mean, that's going to be like a divorce. You'll just be stuck with each other. I mean, Carl's dad and I mean, I trusted him implicitly and he had another woman. So, I mean, I just wonder, if Kyle did it before, will he do it again? Anyway, great talk. Good luck to you guys. Yeah.
That's not bad advice, but you are the mother of Carl. So you might want to, if you ever want your child to get married, you might need to sharpen your approach here.
Yeah.
Okay. So Amanda's like, well, relationships have up and downs, not Kyle. And then they show her squeezing the dough while stressed out.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Lindsay on her date with Payman at, like, Spaghetti Factory or wherever the fuck they are.
Yes. And by the way, they had, like, an absolutely gorgeous waitress. I just felt like giving that waitress a shout out. Congratulations on being gorgeous.
Congratulations on winning the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually think that Lindsay might have a winner here because I think anyone else on this show would have just dropped Lindsay and just tried to make out with the waitress.
Oh no. Payman's got his eyes on the camera.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
Payman is not going for a waitress. He's going for someone on reality TV.
Yeah. So
now, then when the Vanderpump girls come in next week, we'll see about that.
But. So they're ordering, and Lindsay's like, personally, I would like some sake also. And Payman's like, I personally would love that. And Lindsay's like, oh my God.
Because he starts ordering for her. He does that, like, I'm a man. He's like, I would like to order the shrimp tempura, the crab cakes, umami. And she's like, personally, I would like to order sake.
I forgot how beautiful your eyes are. And he's like, and I forgot how empty your eyes are with perhaps some visions of fire in there. Sexy.
It's like looking into a black hole.
I see the future, and it is terrifying. I am a forever changed man, and there's a little boy coming out of the back of my head.
I have seen the future, and it is called the Avengers Infinity War. Purple Man wins.
Is that Thanos in your eyes? Ah, yes.
But it's funny because she's like, your eyes are beautiful. And he goes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You're beautiful. I'm like, I don't think you know what that means, okay? And she's like,
I have an important question. What attracted you to me?
What a narcissistic question. Would you ever ask that on a date? Oh, my God.
And he's like, attraction is three levels. Boobs, butts, tits, mouth. Tits, butts, mouth.
Well, the last...
possibly vagina.
The last lady I was with was Cameron Radziwill, so you're a huge upgrade, so...
You're not sitting on the counter, so we've got that much going for you.
You have a couch that is not in tatters, and you have cats. Well, you don't have cats, actually, so yes, that's, I think, what it
is. Do you ride a bicycle on the seat or on the handlebars?
The seat!
I will marry you.
You know, and then he's like, you know, you're very much like, what is the right, is that the right word? Intriguing.
God.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Slutty. Yes. I feel
and
like.
She's like, yeah, oh, sorry.
He goes, we could sit and talk about so many things and I could learn from you. For instance, I could learn. I'm not actually sure what I could learn.
I'm not actually sure you could learn, so.
It's like, he makes me feel so special. I wish I could say Everett makes me feel like this, but he doesn't, so.
I'm really, like, throwing Payman off. So she, like, stands up and then just, like, makes out with Payman right in the middle of the restaurant. It's like, well,
yeah. And then she's like, come on. He goes, I guess I will follow you. It's like, where are you going? I guess she's going to go bang him in the bathroom.
Or wherever Payman lives. So then,
like I said.
So then the back of the house, the rest of the gang is having Amanda's Chuck E. Cheese quality pizza. Which I will not, I don't know if it's good or not. I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese. Have you been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes, it tastes like cardboard with Prego on it. It's delicious.
I was about to say, is that a good thing or a bad thing? That seems like,
yes,
it could be good.
It's amazing.
So they're eating pizza, and Paige is like, whenever I do something gross, Carl thinks it's cute. Like, look at me. Look at this. I just ate a nibble of pizza. Isn't that so gross?
And Carl's like, Mom. How are you, guys? This is my mom. She's 67. Mom, good, Mom. Whoa. Hey, cheers to my mom being a babe.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is my mom.
And Paige is like,
it's on my list for a guy to be nice to their mom, so he's way hotter now.
Yeah. So then Kyle's like, Amanda, I love this pizza. It's almost as good as your guac. She's like, Kyle, this is where it all begins. This is your future. I'm going to make you fat. He's like, yeah. And just like cuts the page, just staring at them like, I can't believe I gave this bitch a key to my apartment. I hope they just both stick themselves in a pizza oven and just we're done with them.
So Carl has given the mom his bed. So he's going to take Dodo Bird Jordan out for man's night, because he's like, my mom's in bed, and there's no way to hook up, and Jordan's been late, never, so I'm going to see if I can help him out.
Yeah. So so they go out, and then Hannah and Paige are talking about Jordan, and they're like, he said he had sex with one of his coworkers, like, does he know that we all think he's a virgin? Because that's hilarious.
Well, if he's lying, he better watch out, because you can't just go lying about having sex with girls at work.
Yeah.
And Amanda's like, no.
Amanda's like, Paige, can you just straddle Jordan and see if he gets a boner? She's like, no.
Ew. It's not on my list.
It doesn't work with my outfit of the day.
So then we cut to Jordan and Carl out on the town, and they're both sitting by themselves on a couch, and they've got their zippers down, and their fingers coming through their zippers like dicks.
Yeah,
like,
it was hot.
That's pretty much the show in a nutshell. And yep, Jordan's like, text it to Kyle.
He'll love it.
I remember one time I was doing this little move, putting my finger through my zipper. Turns out I accidentally yanked out my dick while I did it. So everyone thought I was this guy with two dicks. Lo and behold, two girls come up and are like, let's do both dicks at once. So one girl was sucking on my finger. One girl was sucking on my dick. But they both thought they were sucking both of my dicks. It was hilarious. Anyway, I kicked them both in the face. They wound up in the hospital.
So then the girls stay home and pretty much just, you know, gossip about Kyle. Yeah. And or they come home and they gossip about Kyle and Amanda, blah, blah.
We're having sex, yeah.
And then everybody comes home. Carl goes to bed in Lindsay's bed because she's not there. And then Lindsay comes back at 8:30 in the morning. And the mom, Sharon's just at the top of the stairs. And she's like, good morning. You still look great.
Wow, look. And your zucchini makeup is still on. Good for you.
You know, it's hard to keep summer squashes fresh. Good for you, hon. And Lindsay's like, I have no idea where this is going with payment, but what matters to me now is the best sex of my life.
You know that, like, it probably didn't make it on the show, but you know that she probably walked through that house all morning going, best sex? I'm alive.
Yeah.
Best just, sex.
Just I'm in alive. The same outfit waiting for someone to be like, oh, you got some last night, huh? So then Danielle and Lindsay come to Carl's room, and Sharon's like, you're going to spend time with your mother. He's like, Mom, I'm trying to decide if I'm alive. It's my mom. Hey, everybody, if you met my mom, this is her.
God, you know what I love? When my mom wakes me up and I'm like, not even sure if I'm alive yet. God, I love my mom. What a great mom.
Sorry, Bueller is doing a short bark where he's not sure.
If he wants to fully
bark. If he
bark.
Wants to bark, he's like growling and then he's going, Ruff.
Bueller, I like literally Bueller? Don't have time for this. Like, seriously? I don't have time for this, Bueller. Like, either you go straight for the rosé or you don't, Bueller.
He hid behind the Sheena pod. Because I yelled at him. I have this big beanbag chair that I call Sheena, and Bueller, get over here. Come on. Get under here. You are misbehaved. This is a very professional
that's
job
very,
I'm doing.
That's very reporter Christina Gibson reporting live. Yeah, it's like you're like the workus twin. And you just barked at her and Christina just went and hid behind Sheena pod.
But then I invited him to come under my desk and now he's sitting there being a good boy, licking my ankle. Ooh, I'm sorry I've manipulated you into being such a good dog.
That's giving me some serial mom memories of
Oh, gross. Ankles, I said. Ankles.
Ankles. So Carl is outside with his mom chatting, and Sharon's like, you know, I worry about you, Carl. You don't have a job. You're not having sex with ladies right now. And your hair is growing horizontally. What's going on with you?
Well, yes. Work is terrible. I got fired. But for the most part, look, I'm still wearing the same white skinny jeans from three seasons ago. So things aren't looking that far down, are they?
It's just been really hard because I haven't had anyone to put their weight on me, and I just I need to be flattened.
So then Carl does the Jax thing, which somehow I believe more from Carl, even though I know that not to believe it because I've watched his show now for 3 years. So yeah. I know that this is bullshit, and I really don't care. He doesn't owe me anything. But it's amazing that I'm falling for it with fucking Carl. He's like, you know, I realized that I don't treat girls the way they deserved because I don't want to be let down like I was let down in my parents' divorce. And so that's what I'm working on right now. And I was like, why am I believing you?
It tracks because first of all, I think Carl is a little brighter than Jax. He's at least had a corporate job, which I guess doesn't mean that you're brighter. I've never had a corporate job myself. So I guess maybe, I don't know. I can't tell. Am I making fun of myself or not right now? I can't tell. The point is this. I think that Carl seems a little brighter than Jax, and like his thing like sort of tracks a little bit more, so I'm going to give it to Carl. Plus his mom is right there, and she's cute.
Yeah, I just know that he hangs out with Jax. So,
well,
you see what I mean? It's like birds of a feather. Okay, guys? So, the mom's like, well, I don't want my marriage to fuck you up. Have I talked about my divorce lately? God, that hurt.
Mom. You're unbelievable. Don't forget that. Saturdays are for the moms. And so are Sundays, yeah. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and any leap days that happen in between. I love you, Mom. You're the best.
Want a glass of mom's, eh? So then in the kitchen, it's Sunday, and the girls are... It's already Sunday. I don't know why I wrote that down again.
But it's even more Sunday.
Yeah, it's even more Sunday now. So the girls are drinking Kyle's Lover Boy.
And Hannah's... Hannah's like, oh my god, there's one piece of bacon left. Score! Much like I did when I was a tennis champion. And so she
Jordan's
goes again.
Like, you want to share it? And he puts it in his mouth so they have to Lady in the Tramp it.
Yeah, and everyone's like, Jordan. It was sort of dick. I would have been so mad. I'm like, I just called it.
That was like brother and sister incest.
And Kyle's like, yeah, but he pussied out. Kyle only approves of incest that goes all the way.
Yeah, that's sort of his thing. So Sharon leaves. Carl takes her to her car, etc. And then Danielle and Hannah are having a moment where they're talking about Max and Dave. They're British guys, and Danielle has been she's been texting and call and like speaking on the phone with Max, which is really cute. Which then segues into discussion of Dave and how awesome Dave is for Hannah.
Yeah, she's like, don't mess this up just because you're insecure about tennis. Like, he is a guy, and you're a girl. And, like, what guys and girls do are between them. But if I were you, I would open him up and grab out the D, okay?
So, Paige is talking to Kyle, and she's Carl, she's like, you haven't complimented me 80 times today, and I feel weird about it.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, sorry about that. You look wonderful right now. I love the way you put one foot in front of each other. You mean walking? Yeah, that's great. What a great innovation.
So he does bring up a storyline from last year. And he's like, well, yeah. Because Paige is totally in now, right?
Yeah.
She's like, loves Carl now because he was nice to his mom. And she even tells him, she's like, yeah, my mom says that guys that treat their moms really well, that's how they're going to treat you.
But and I didn't fuck like, my mom.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. So, by the way, I'm going to a wedding next weekend, and I have to admit, I'm bringing someone. And it's a friend, and we fucked a lot.
And Paige is like, pardon? All summer you're a puppy following me around, and now you're bringing a girl to a wedding?
Yeah.
He's like, uh-oh.
And then Carl goes, I do appreciate the fact that I can be honest with you. Like, it's, he like, makes it sound like he's complimenting her, but he's really just complimenting himself.
And dissing the Workus twin. Like, it's her fault that he couldn't be honest. Exactly. It's her fault that he lied about it, you know? And then we see a clip of Workus like, where are you going?
A wedding. Where are you going, Carl? Where are you going, Carl? I've known you for about 36 hours. Where are you going? Where are you going?
You're going to a wedding? Who are you going with, Carl?
Who are you going with, Carl? Carl, who's you going with, Carl? You like weddings? Like nuptials? You like flowers?
Who's going with, Carl?
Carl, what's your budget? Carl.
What's your name?
Buffet?
What's your name?
He's like, buffet or seated? Buffet plated. Huh? What is it?
I totally don't need a date. She's like, okay, Carl. So this is the new version of Carl who does say, and Paige is still mad. She's like, well, I guess that means I can go on dates too. So. Whoa. That's sorry, I had a sip of smoothie, and as I talked to Paige and huffed and puffed, I almost choked myself to death.
Paige is like, I do not approve of this smoothie. It's calories I do not want in my body right now.
She's like,
well, maybe we'll both fall in love. I mean, maybe you'll fall in love at the wedding. You never know, do you, Carl?
You never know what... You don't know what you don't know, Carl.
I don't get that.
Carl. So, he literally doesn't know what he doesn't know what he doesn't know. So so now they now everyone goes back to the city, and it's like the usual city thing, which means we get an obligatory shot of Kyle at his standing desk being like, I need some people to write checks. Also, have we met before? No, right? Okay, great.
And then Danielle, I would like to get most of the app done by the end of day tomorrow. Because apps are for phones.
And by apps, I mean Danielle. Durr. It's like Ryan did that for me. Get it, everyone? No. So
then in Jersey, Amanda gets home to the... she comes home to the widest origin story of all time. Her parents. They're like, hi. Hey, honey. Come on in, babe. It's like, this is exactly how I pictured Amanda growing up.
Yeah. You know what? I'm already on...
And I'm jealous.
I'm about to say, I'm already on team Amanda's parents, because normally they do Whispering Angel on this show with their rosé, but her parents decide to open up some Brangelina rosé, some Miraval, which is so good, but it's expensive. But it's so good. I was like, you know what? These people are classy people.
It was Brangelina?
So, you know, Brangelina have, they had a rosé called Miraval. I mean, Miraval rosé is like Brangelina, like it's like their rosé.
Well, isn't that funny that this whole scene centers around fidelity?
hot
what
people
a perfect
fidelity.
Thing to be drinking. Wow. Yeah.
So Amanda has to finally tell her parents that Kyle has been cheating. And meanwhile, all I care about is eating some of that damn shrimp that her mom is serving. Her mom made some crazy shrimp thing and put it over pasta, and it looked so good. I want the recipe.
Dad's like, how's Mr. Cookie doing? She's like, oh, it's good to be home, Kyle. Oh, news. We got approved for the apartment. Kyle surprised me, Mom. And the mom's like, oh, how romantic. She's like, I have to tell my parents. Oh. No, you don't. Just don't tell them. What do you have to tell everybody? Stop just, telling everybody.
I'm just going to ease them into it. So first and foremost, one thing you don't know about Kyle, he has a turtle that's 19 years old, but he's never been a good parent to it. So
when can I kill him?
No, Dad, that's not even what I wanted to talk to you about.
I don't like the mistreatment of turtles. I'm telling you that right now, girl.
You know who I hate? Mario. Stepping on turtles, that's not right. That's their land, not his.
Dad, that's not even the thing. Okay.
Mom's and like, Goombas. Well, that's rude. Why are they called Goombas?
And the mom's like, well, he makes you happy, and that makes us happy, honey. And she's like, every girl dreams of this, but I had cold feet. She's like, why you got cold feet, hon? You want some socks? I got those socks with little shoe bottoms on the bottom. Well, it hasn't been perfect.
What hasn't been perfect? I'll fucking kill him. Tell me, I'll fucking kill him.
Yeah. Well, 15 months ago, he cheated on me when he got really drunk, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing with him?
Yeah. When do I get to hit him?
Yeah. She's like, well, he was not let off the hook easily. I did almost leave him, and I looked at him really sadly a lot of times, and that, I think, he learned his lesson from.
I withheld guacamole, Mom. You'd be really proud of me. And the mom's like, well, there are no excuses. You're very forgiving.
And the dad's like, that's weak. You know the family's going to hate him for a long time. Yeah. The mom's like, he doesn't get another chance. That's it for me. So the parents hate Kyle now. And then yes. Amanda's like, there's nothing worse than disappointing your parents, which is sad. And I get that.
But she had to why tell are you them.
No, she didn't.
Because this could be on TV.
He cheated last year. Hadn't this already happened? Hadn't he already cheated once?
No, this is the first time. This is the first time it's all been aired on TV. So he had to. He had to come clean.
Oh well, last summer it was all about. Well, I'm sorry, I keep sleeping with other girls, but can I commit to you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I keep sleeping with other girls, but now I'm committing to you. But last weekend I wasn't committed to you, which is why I was sleeping with other girls. Like, what? I don't think the parents are going to be totally shocked.
Yeah, it's not a great look for him either way. Yeah. So, meanwhile, Carl and Jordan are now at a bar because Carl is like very eager to have Jordan like lose his V card because he suspects that Jordan's a virgin, which is never really, it's still never really confirmed, but it's really looking that way. So he's brought Jordan into this bar, this like super douchey like rooftop bar that's like full of people with like light sticks, and they're like drinking drinks out of like pouches and stuff. It's like a terrible, terrible first date option.
Like homemade Capri Suns that are just filled with rosé.
I was like, get me out of this bar. I'm not even there. I can't be here right now. So,
yeah, and Carl's like, yeah, I'm going to set him up with my friend Erica because she's super religious, so they can, like, not get laid together. It's going to be really romantic.
Yeah. So Erica comes with her friend Sydney, and so the four of them are talking, and Sydney, great wingman that she is, she's like, by the way, we, like, totally matched on Bumble last year, and, like, it's funny because, like, you totally ghosted me. I was like, hey, what's up? And you're like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, not much. What are you up to? And then you, like, never responded.
Carl's like, it was delivered, and you're an asshole. He's like, well, I was going through something where I wanted to meet someone, like, in real life, because it's different when you just meet them over the internet. You know, take the advice of Diane Keaton from that film she did with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
you know, it's important to not just do everything on the internet. Like, I'm a big Christian, huge.
Yeah.
I'm like a bigger Christian than Jesus.
Like, I mean, you may not have heard this, but I'm actually like one of Hinge's most eligible bachelors. And it would just be like really wrong for me to meet a girl on Bumble when I'm already sort of like a mascot for Hinge. I think you can understand that.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I go to church. And he's like, I watch it online. She goes, I go to two churches. I was like, oh, God, here we go, a Christ off.
She's like, it's so hard to be religious, to be faithful in a, or devout in a city, but you're a bright light in a big city, I can tell. You're a bright light. He's like, yeah.
You're really a bright light in a dark place.
Oh, a dark place.
Like, he goes, yeah, let's get a mojito.
Follow the light. Follow the light.
By the way, we didn't mention, these are two beauty queens, which, of course, yeah. You know, it's like, how do you two know each other? Oh, pageants. I'm Miss California. She's Miss Alabama, or wherever they're from. And so Jordan goes alone with her at the bar, and he's like, it's so, like, refreshing that you have beliefs and you just own it. I'm so attracted to it. Can I get your number? Like, how did we even text with those nails?
Do you know I actually invented this phone? Yeah. So now it's like Friday, and one thing that I love about Summer House is that they have such a limited budget that they can't always use new royalty-free music, so they have to always recycle, so you get to know the music over the course of the season. So this one was one of my favorites. We're the big shots now. We're the big shots now. We're the big shots now. We're the big shots now.
Now.
It's a great song.
Yeah, really good. Really quality work Trixie did. So Amanda, Kyle said that he's working late, so Amanda's driving in the lower rent car with Jordan and the girls.
Because Kyle is secretly going to make a dinner for Amanda, so we just see him in the supermarket yelling, olives? 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 Olives?
So then, in the car, they're like, hey, anybody want to play slug bug? And Amanda's like, sure. I went home and told my parents, and, you know, talking about the past really opens up a wound, okay?
And I haven't seen Kyle all week, but it's really nice to have space. Can we talk about anything else?
They just punch her in the face. They're like, what?
You saw
a bug? No, we just needed to get her to stop talking.
God. Amanda has a Volkswagen on her face. Hit it! No, I mean, poor Amanda. Like, I like Amanda, but God, if she was my friend, I'd be like, you need a hobby, okay? Stop Kyle. Talking about your relationship to everybody. No one cares.
So Kyle, he found his olives, and he also found some time. He, like, asked, like, a random dude in the supermarket, is this time? This time? He's like, I don't know. Who the fuck are you? I don't know. Like, I don't know. So Kyle, he gets home, gets to that summer house. He's like, he's going to make dinner for Amanda, and Danielle and Lindsay arrive first, and he's like set at this whole like nice lovely table on the balcony upstairs, and he's basically he tells Danielle and Amanda, Danielle and Lindsay, basically like, make sure Amanda does not see this table up here. That's like the one thing that you have to do, okay? So the other car arrives, and Amanda sees Kyle. Amanda sees the BMW. She's like, oh. Well, Kyle said he was working late, but his, like, BMW is there, so I feel
and
like...
she's all mad.
I feel like this is going to be an anti-guacamole weekend already.
Why are we lying again? Like, why are we hiding, Kyle?
Like, this is the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Welcome to the rest of your life, okay?
And then Amanda's, like, upstairs, and she's, like, changing to go out, and she's like, I wonder if it's warm outside. Let me walk to the balcony for the first time all season. And Kyle's like, no. Stay inside.
So it's totally not obvious. So Hannah and Paige are like, Hannah finds Paige's like little temporary boobies in her drawer. She's like, why are your chicken nuggets in my drawer? You know, guys would like your little titties a lot better.
She's like, oh, whatever. I went on 3 dates this week.
And she goes, has Carl been on your mind at all?
Carl, who?
Oh, yeah, girl, yeah!
Also, they're called chicken cutlets, you dumbass. So then, so now they all are, like, dressed up to go out, and then Kyle's like, well, Amanda, now that you're all dressed to go out, guess what? I'm making you dinner so you don't get to go out and have fun with everyone else. Booyah! She's like, great.
She's like, awesome. The guy who doesn't really cook, dinner when I was going to go out with my friends. Why are we hiding, Kyle? So then Paige is like, if you cheat on me, I expect a puppy in a basket with a bow.
So then,
so he starts cooking, you know, which he should have had some prep work done. Because now she's hungry and she has to sit there and wait for him to cook rice pilaf, okay? It's not a quick dish.
Yeah, and it's carbs. Rude. So then, so the girls go out to dinner with Jordan because Carl is at that wedding. And so Hannah's like, So, Carl, how was your date with the person that Carl set you up with? And he's like, well, honestly, like, Erica checks all my boxes. She's beautiful. She's Miss Arizona. She loves God. She's beautiful. She uses Hinge. Does she have a nice personality? I don't actually remember anything she said.
Yeah. I love when guys act like, oh my God, I finally found someone. Yeah, a fucking hot beauty pageant winner. You eat like a beautiful blonde bombshell. Wow.
Yeah.
You've really dug deep for that one.
So,
no offense to that girl. She seems completely lovely. It's just fucking guys.
So then they're like, well, would you bring her home to mom? He's like, absolutely. And they just cut to Danielle being like,
I know, looking at the ground. And Hannah's like, do you want to fuck her? And he's like, I've been holding something back. Commercial. So when we come back, Paige is slurping like, oh my God, he's going to try and tell us that he had sex with that girl at work. And this is going to be totally awkward.
She's like slowly pressing the voice memo on her phone. She's like, I'm totally going to record this because it'll be hilarious.
Yeah. She's like, I'm Snapchatting this. Okay, you're admitting this with dog ears.
Oh my God, Jordan's a woman now. So
he's like, I've been holding something back. I just can't give it up, guys. And Danielle exhales like, oh my God, that's so much better.
Finally, things are making sense. No. He's like, yeah, I just can't do it. They're like, well, can you jerk off? He's like, yeah, I mean, I can jerk off. They're like, okay. So Lindsay's like, well, Jordan, what we're going to do is we're going to, like, meet a girl, and we're going to get a girl for you who can just, like, give you a handy, then move up to a blowy, and then move up to a vaggy.
Then move up to a facey, then move up to an airy, then move up to a penis, then move up to a hole.
It's like, okay, Lindsay, calm down over there. And she's like, is there anything else? Because I got to meet payment, but we're going to figure out how to get your dick off real quick. And then Paige goes, if any girls can do it, it's us. And they're like, high fives. I was like, this is a nice group of people.
I actually thought, believe it or not, I thought it was a really lovely moment.
This is a sweet scene.
I thought it was so nice. They really were just like, you know, that was probably like really embarrassing for him to announce on TV, let alone just like in private. And then, you know, they just weren't like laughing. They didn't. They just were like, oh, okay, cool. We're going to help. I thought it was so nice.
Like,
I thought
let's
it was
help
so
you
nice.
Get your dick up. I personally still think he's lying. I don't think that that's well, his I mean, issue. I just think he's giving himself a medical issue because you're not allowed to question medical issues, you know?
Oh, that's true. Well, also considering, well, I mean, and Hannah does say, like, he seems like, you know, it's probably the result of, like, not understanding himself or whatever. And I'm sure, like, this pressure of, like, bringing someone home to mom might have something to do with erectile dysfunction, you know? Like, that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself that, like, whatever girl you're sleeping with is gonna be the one.
Yeah. So then we get this romantic dinner, and Amanda's like, and he's like, can't wait to move in together, to as many date nights together for the rest of our lives. So maybe we can help each other pack to move. I mean, what do you think? What do you want to do? We're about to move in together. And she's like,
so two avocados, Kyle.
Two avocados.
First avocado I let overripe it, and now it's mushy. I told my parents, and my mom has to process it, and my dad said you're weak. Like, do you know how shitty that makes me feel, Carl?
And he's like, well, so I guess I have to make it right with them, too. I mean, like, how much longer is this going to go on for? It's like, Kyle, you cheated on her. It's gonna last
like,
a long
how many
time.
Rings do I have to buy?
Did you ever see Shadow?
I get what he's saying.
While.
It's like he made, you know, he cheated. He made a mistake, and it's every weekend, every fucking date. It's like you did it. It's like okay, and she and her response to that is, "Well, you built this house, Kyle," which is like literally something we just heard from. Wait, did she say that? What did she say?
What do you mean?
Maybe I'm taking a Vanderpump Rules line. Did she say you built this house, Kyle? No, Kristen said that. Yeah. She's like, you're the one who did this to us, Kyle.
Yeah. So then Kyle does, he's like, fine, time to do something I've never done. I'm going to try to cry. So he's like looking down like at his food. He's like really trying hard. He's like squinting, frowning really hard. He's like really working at it. And he goes, how do we fucking get here? I'm like, well, you cheated, Kyle. I think that's how.
I mean, it is, but, like, don't stay with him. Like, if it's going to be something you guys can never, ever get over, then don't get over it. Just move on. But, Jesus, is
well,
this the
I mean,
rest?
I think
I feel like this is forever. This is going to be forever.
No, but, like, I think you can get over it, but it just doesn't happen overnight. And you just have, like, it's like, okay, this is part of, like, just because they have a conversation and, like, talk it out doesn't mean that, like, it just goes back to normal and Kyle just has to accept that. That's just, like, one of the consequences. I think, like, you give it 2 years. Because they say it takes 2 years to get over cheating. So, you know, he's got 3 more months.
Oh, my God. Well, unfortunately, Kyle cheating has affected me.
Oh,
because
sorry,
I have to listen to this now every fucking week, you know?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we could listen to something else instead. The Kroppens Mailbag. Did you like that? It was like an out-of-the-blue transition.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The Kroppens Mailbag is where people write in questions, and we read them on the air. And if you want to do it, go to patreon.com/watchforkroppens and subscribe on the mailbag level or higher, and you can do it. So here's one from Beth. I'm just reading them randomly. Beth says, "Hi, Ben and Ronnie. I remember hearing you talk about having a producer in an episode years ago. I think her name was Mariah. Do you still work with her, or do you produce the podcast yourselves? Basically, how many people does it take to make Watch What Crappens a reality? Also, if you could hire any Bravo celebrities as assistants, who would they be?"
I would hire nobody from Bravo to assist me in anything.
Yeah.
Except making me happy, which they already do. And we don't have a producer. A long time ago, we were with a little network that we would sometimes go to the Improv here in Hollywood to record. They have like a little recording room. And so for those, we had a guy who would record it for us and send it to us. But mm-hmm. we've never had that on our own. We just record it on our own over Skype.
Yeah.
And then we throw it into an editor to do, you know, sound, and which, as you can see, is extremely clear and clean at all times. Very professional. And put ads in and do all that stuff. So we do it ourselves. It's a craft project.
It really is. It's really just the two of us. And, you know, we turn out so much content that I don't think it would be even possible to really take on a producer at this point. You know, they'd have to be ready like every single day, and then we'd have to pay for them, and it's just like not feasible for us. Yeah, I remember those days. Remember Ben the producer?
Straight
he was
Ben.
Hot Ben.
Yeah, it was straight Ben.
And I don't think we ever had a Mariah, but I love the idea that Mariah Carey might have been our producer at one point, just sitting there in the corner, be like,
"Oh yeah, there was a girl who worked with us too at the same place, and I forgot her name. Sorry."
Yeah, she was lovely. Okay, how about this? Jessica Trotch, one of our premium subscribers. Oh, I asked her a question last week. Sorry, Jessica, you don't get it again. Ha! So let's move on to Jamie All-Runner. Jamie says, "Hey guys, longtime listener, first time in the mailbag. I think, by the way, Jamie was the person who rolled down her window in Palm Beach and was like, Ben and Ronnie. So anyway, she says, can't wait to see you in Minneapolis. Bethany is hosting a brand summit for Lisa Vanderpump, Gina from Melbourne, and Caroline Stanbury, Darby from Cheshire, and Gilda and Angela from Auckland. What does this sound like, and what advice does she have to give?" Wow. Whew. Okay. So,
a brand summit.
So Bethany's having a brand summit, and the people who've come has been Lisa Vanderpump, Gina, Caroline Stanbury, Darby, Gilda, and Angela.
Like, seriously, what is that? Lisa Vanderpump Sangria? Like, what kind of branding is that? Like, seriously? Like, is it supposed to be, like, is it low in sugar? Because that's a cheater brand, right? I'm not going to have that. Like, seriously, who the fuck do you think you are? That is a cheater brand. That's a cheater brand.
Oh, but it's Vanderpump Rosé. It's made with pink water and strawberries and more pink water.
Now, listen here. I've decided to come out with an anti-cancer program called Cancer. You better get out of me right now.
Like I don't get that. You know, you talk to the cancer? Like, what's going on? What's the matter? Like, why you got so much hair? You got so much hair, you got so much makeup on, okay? Like, what are you going to say next? Like, you're the same psychic as Lionel Richie or something like that? Like, get out of here. This is crazy. Was that accent? Why are you even talking like that? What sort of American accent is that?
You're an insignificant ass hair.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least... what? See ya. Ha!
Mom and then mother.
I don't know. Okay, you want to be my driver? You want to be my driver? Okay, you're my new Abby. Okay, guess what? You're my new Abby.
That's Dobby. Dobby!
All right, you, British lady over there. What are you doing? Clear
this crazy New Yorker. I have no time for her. Valentina, clear this neurotic lady out of here.
Oh, my God. What else is in there?
Okay, very last one. This one is from Joanne Plaza, who says, if we had the opportunity to pull the curtain back and see the very real story, would you prefer Dorit and PK's bankruptcy lawsuit issues or Kyle and Mauricio's agency sisters drama?
Oh, my God, the agency sisters drama for me, for sure. Because PK will just lie anyway. Like, they'll pull the curtain back, but it'll be like, well, the chick was in the mail, babe. And they just didn't happen to get it. And just because the Bellagio doesn't have a good enough mail room doesn't make it all my fault.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the Kyle Richards sister drama is always so amazing because they have such a fucked up family because their mom basically pit them all together and made them super competitive and envy what each other's sister has and wants. And I just think watching them gang up on each other in this weird way where, and Kyle is always the one who's like the most responsible, but she's the one that like gets shit on the most. And yet it caused this crazy dynamic between them. So anytime she actually succeeds, they get mad. Love it.
Oh my God. That show. If anybody wonders what the real life dynamic is between those sisters, there is a YouTube thing. They made a pilot, like with someone's home video camera. And I think it's called The Bums of Beverly Hills, right? Or it's called Bum Makeovers or something like that.
Bum Makeovers, I think.
And it's in Kathy's mansion. You know, it's like mansion, rich people. And it's before Beverly Hills, obviously. And they decided they all need to be TV stars. So they make a pilot where they go out and give bums advice. It's like Kim, of all people, who's like, you really want to be here like this? Is this how you want to live? Come on!
Yeah.
And it is the most cringe-inducing, awkward, horrible shit you will ever sit through. You can watch it on YouTube, like Bum Makeovers, if you haven't seen it. It is a stunning piece of work. You guys need to go see it if you wonder about the real-life them.
You really do. You really do. Anyway, that's it for today. You'll be hearing from us Sunday night on Winter is Crappening, and then we're back on Monday for a brand new week of Watch What Crappens. Thank you guys all for listening, and go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets to our shows and also to buy your awesome merch before it's gone and it's replaced with some new awesome merch. So thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
If you enjoy this podcast, why not try Rethinking Business, a new podcast series brought to you by NatWest. Join me, Piers Linney, as I meet inspiring business leaders who are doing things differently, disrupting markets, overcoming challenges, and bouncing back when things don't go to plan. We'll hear how perceived barriers can be turned into advantages and how the journey to success is not always as you'd expect. This week, my guest is Louise Leerlin, the young entrepreneur behind game studio Dynabyte Labs.
We have a lot of people who message us, for example, and say, oh, I'm so glad that you're making Meadly because I struggle with anxiety too and I relate to these stories. And we find out what people are interested in, what they like in terms of a lot of different things, and essentially shaping our games based on their feedback.
That's Rethinking Business, brought to you by NatWest. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast app.